Hi everyone and welcome to the Product Marketing Insider podcast. I'm your host Lawrence Chapman and I'm the Senior Copywriter here at Product Marketing Alliance. I'm continuing to turn back the clock to the Product Marketing Summit in San Francisco, where I welcomed a bunch of guests to the live podcast stage for in-depth, insightful discussions on a variety of topics. And in this episode, I'll bring you my chat with Holly Watson, Senior Product Marketing Manager at AWS. Holly works diligently to foster great working relationships with all teams as a product marketing leader. A top 100 product marketing influencer for 2022 and a PMA ambassador, Holly builds cross-department go-to-market strategies and works closely with product to define and implement new product development. She has experience in launching AI capabilities, integrations and APIs, new product lines, and has a deep understanding of how the sales process relates to customer acquisition and the customer journey stages as it relates to customer retention and customer adoption. Okay, everybody, so welcome back to the podcast here today at the summit. So I'm delighted to be joined by Holly Watson. So Holly is the, introduce yourself.
Sure, of course. Thank you, Lawrence. I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me. My name's Holly Watson. I'm a senior product marketer at Amazon Web Services, or AWS. That's who I am. Been a product marketer for about 12 years now at a couple of companies. And looking forward to this conversation.
I know, I'm looking forward to it. It feels like it's almost been a long time in the making for us to actually meet each other, so it's been fantastic.
It's true. It's so nice to be back in person. I know it's been a little bit, a couple of events now, but here at San Francisco Summit, being one of the larger summits you guys throw, it's really nice to see you in person.
Oh, fantastic. And so just to start off, can you just explain your product marketing role at AWS in a little bit more detail for us?
Sure, of course. So Amazon Web Services really breaks down into a handful of different business categories made full of different types of services. I have the great pleasure of working on our end user computing area and helping with our new business development apps and new apps that AWS is going down. So some of those projects remaining behind the secretive door, but helping out with new launches is definitely main interest of mine.
Awesome. And can you just let everybody know what your product marketing team actually looks like, how it's structured, how many people are in the team and so on?
Sure. So most predominantly, I think those who are familiar with AWS are going to maybe be familiar with the idea that we operate on this idea of a two pizza team. And so while AWS is very large, we also promote the idea that your team should remain very agile and be able to make fast decisions. So the team directly is actually myself made up of three other individuals, and we work very fast across the whole entire category. Now that's the direct group, but we are amongst a larger product marketing team that does expand closer to the amount of 20 individuals contributing to our business category. And of course that continues to go up the broader and broader you go with the entire organization. But like I said, we really operate off of a two-person team or two-pizza team, and it allows us to be quite agile and move fast.
Okay, fantastic. And I mean, somehow we're in September already in 2022. It's just gone so
too
quick.
Too fast.
It's far too fast. So what's been your personal highlight of 2022 so far?
Wow, 2022 has brought a lot of different experiences for me, from really getting to expand and learn more about AWS's operations within product marketing and the value we're able to provide so quickly. But I will say, maybe in a personal note, I had the great pleasure of working through the Product Marketing Alliance here and developing a go-to-market workshop. We had the chance to kind of run that yesterday and had a really good turnout in terms of getting hands-on with some of our templates and some of the frameworks that I think as product marketers we love. And so that was a great opportunity to develop that type of content and a library of assets concentrated into this workshop. So I got the chance to deliver that yesterday, and it was a really big highlight for me.
Yeah. So in terms of go-to-market, I'm sorry, it's going to tag it onto
transition,
that.
Yeah.
You're doing transition into it. So in terms of go-to-market, what would you say some of the quintessential must-haves that product marketers need to take into consideration to really execute a really top quality go-to-market strategy?
Sure, good question. I think as a product marketer, there's a handful of things that are going to make a good go-to-market strategy. The first one is strong communication. It's a skill set that I look for even when interviewing product marketers. Communication is really key because you're not only having to partner with your product manager, who tends to be a partner in crime or that person of that the same person on the opposite side of the coin type of situation. But you have to be able to communicate really clearly with your product management team. You also want to be able to pivot and communicate clearly with all your many stakeholders, sales, customer success, your other marketing counterparts are key individuals in that strategy. So your ability to communicate exactly what's happening within that go-to-market and frame it for those different stakeholders is really integral. The other part of a successful go-to-market is your organization capability. Can you as a product marketer be the resource to communicate the value that's happening within the product, the stage of which the product is in development, and you know, clear dates and action items again for your stakeholders? So communication, organization, and then quite frankly, the understanding of your market and the understanding of your product and how it fits in that market. And that's really where I think the product marketers have the chance to dive deep and roll up their sleeves to understand exactly what's happening within their product management's frameworks and heads, and understanding what's happening with engineering and being able to translate that and bring it to life. Mm-hmm. Those are really three fundamentals that I think a product marketer should focus in on.
Yeah. Okay. And I know that you very briefly touched upon, you know, almost like getting stakeholders on board, but
right.
How can product marketers like truly get, you know, buy-in from a stakeholder?
Sure. Like, that takes time. There's a lot of earning trust there. There's a lot of making sure that, you know, it's not just about the project at hand. So maybe you call up your product management team when a launch is happening. You actually want to foster those relationships whenever you get the chance.
Yeah.
It's maybe easier with your product manager as a counterpart, but there are other stakeholders like your sales team, like your other marketing teams, where you do want to spend time with them, even if it's not amongst a project. Maybe they just presented something on an all hands. It's always a great idea to reach out, provide kudos, provide inputs, or maybe find points of collaboration. So consistent communication, casual reaching out on Slack or a communication channel you use, really fosters that relationship. And I think it just reminds ourselves that there's a human behind the email, the Slack message that you're working with. And it's worth spending time with those colleagues just to get to know them and understand what motivates them, their KPIs. And eventually that's going to create this strong relationship when that project hits. You actually aren't reaching out to a stranger. Instead, you're reaching out to a friend.
Yeah, it's so important, isn't it? I mean, when I've been hosting the Product Marketing Insider podcast, like, so many people have said, like, you need to make your product marketing human-centric. It needs
yes.
to be, because ultimately, you're not trying to appeal to a robot, like you say.
Well, I had the chance to speak with someone recently, and it is such a good reminder. You know, if you're not in pharmaceuticals, there's so much development happening. There's so much, you know, productivity, collaboration, new apps that many of the booths that are here. We're building things that are supposed to be kind of fun. And so if you're not in the healthcare industry and you're not necessarily saving those lives every single day, which we appreciate those who are, I think there's some levity and some funness that we can infuse into the work that we're doing and just remind each other that, hey, at the end of the day, we're all going to be okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And we kind of touched very briefly on your personal, your personal highlights for 2022, but kind of going even further back to 2021.
Oh,
taking it back to 2021. And so, how have you seen any, almost like any market trends that have kind of developed since from 2021 to 2022?
Man, I mean, that really takes me, my head goes to event spaces, right? Because I think everyone had these grand schemes and plans of engagements through the traditional channels of live events. But of course, that took a massive change through the pandemic and through lockdown. But at the same thing, I think a greater kind of silver lining than that was this idea that we can connect over Zoom, we can connect on these virtual channels and still make a very strong connection. And I think that's even expanded our ability to think more globally. It's no longer just what's in your region or within the states, but we are ability to think broader and wider, and I think connect on a different scale than previously had done when we were really prioritizing the in-person events. And so in that regard, I see the changes of thinking on more of a global scale, thinking about your localization, thinking about how you're engaging teams across the board from EMEA to APAC to Australia to others, versus just thinking, you know, maybe your region first. And that's a trend I think that product marketers are going to continue having to push on thinking broader. And it kind of also takes me to this idea of making sure that you're really specific to your audience as well. And that gets into like the industry focus, slight change from just thinking regional, but the idea too of saying, how can I tell my story best for my target audience? And that might mean you have three or four versions of your story to speak most resonant to your person at hand.
Yeah. Okay. And I guess like my next question, it's almost, there's almost like no black and white for it. It's almost like a big shade of gray. And so obviously everybody looks at product marketers and what will be effective from one person's perspective, it will be totally different from somebody else. So I was just wondering, if from your perspective, what does a really solid product marketer look like?
What skill sets they have?
Yeah, just generally speaking, everything from hard skills, soft skills.
Well, storytelling, I think, is a big theme that comes up in that response. So I do agree that storytelling is a massive skill set to be able to bring to the table. There's some whimsicality to that as well, where you want to be able to infuse it with creative thought. But I think another really strong skill set of a product marketer is empathy. You are dealing with many stakeholders across the organization, and you have to infuse yourself into their roles, understand what motivates them, understand their KPIs. Because at the end of the day, as a product marketer, we have to lead by influence. And leading by influence traditionally is going to mean, what's the give for get? How do we make progress on both our sides when at the end of the day, I'm not your manager. I'm not the one who's deciding your priorities.
Yeah, sure.
So being able to align your KPIs to maybe an outcome that I as a product marketer need is going to be really crucial in creating a successful outcome for both parties.
Yeah. And just kind of to plug into the storytelling element of that. Sorry, I keep going back and forth.
It's okay.
So just looking at the storytelling side of things, what does like compelling storytelling look like to you? How do you create stories that really resonate with your target audience?
That goes back to the customer, where I would start first. Who is your customer? How are you telling the story through their lens is gonna be really key and integral. There's a couple of approaches to that too, in terms of bringing up another framework as a product marketer. But this idea of the narrative design that I do think that you guys offer a course on, but the narrative design really puts the customer in this like position of being a hero. Not in any fantastical way, but this story that says we can really relate to your maybe daily struggles that you face with XYZ problem. Here's this solution that you can provide to solve some bigger business challenges. You as the customer have the potential to do this, right? You can almost see the cape coming over your neck. But at that time, I think it's really important to put that customer first and put them in a scenario that, again, relates to what struggles they're facing today, and then being able to solve some of the challenges, again, through the solution or through the product that you're providing.
Yeah.
So that's I think, what's going to make a really strong story.
Yeah. Okay. And just looking at almost like KPIs and measuring, measuring success as a product marketer, how... Like, what sort of process do you go through at AWS when you're trying to establish like what success actually looks like?
Yeah, there's a lot of rigor behind that. A lot of the KPIs that we set happen in the planning stages. And so AWS is very well known for the narrative writing. We write long form documents to explain our execution, our strategy, versus creating like a PowerPoint deck that quickly summarizes your execution. So we spend a lot of time thinking about the direction that we're taking, the KPIs that we want to measure, and then we reference past performance. Where can we benchmark ourselves across industry standards, AWS standards from, again, past events or past performances? And then how can we make sure that we're always raising the bar on our next execution? So a lot of those KPIs are really thought about early on in the process, and we analyze different approaches to make sure whatever numbers we do take are not only measurable, but ones that are rooted in past performance that give us a bit of a benchmark.
Yeah. Okay. And in terms of changing emphasis and actually looking at the understanding of product marketing. And so in the State of Product Marketing Report 2022, which was published a couple of weeks ago, we found that 4.3% of the respondents, or just 4.3% of respondents, said that product marketing is universally 100% understood within their companies. Mm. Obviously, there's a lot more that can be done to hopefully elevate the great role that product marketers bring to the table.
The awareness of the
department. Yeah, absolutely. So what do you think needs to be done to make people realize just how good product marketers can be?
Sure. You know, I've seen product marketing continue to evolve at organizations. The interpretation of product marketing can be different from one organization to the next, but I can empathize with that stat on, as a product marketer, we feel like we bring so much value and we kind of want that recognition. And by all means, we do want the funding to expand our group. I think the ways to do that is actually to start small, find some small wins, work with your business development, with your sales team to understand where are they needing to find some maybe low-hanging fruit to push some deals forward. Can you help with that? Can you work with your customer support team or your customer success team to understand frequently asked questions that might be able to be solved through a change in the website, a quick video? So look for those small little what seemingly feel like, you know, tactical items, but that builds relationship with those key stakeholders. Find those moments of win, produce them quickly, produce them well, and then go back and say, hey, I've got this idea for the next venture, or I have this idea of how we can collaborate. But finding those moments of small win quickly with those key stakeholders, I think builds the brand of product marketing's value, and it only can expand from there.
Yeah, sure. And gonna go forwards now. We've been backwards to 2021, we've got to 2022, right? So in terms of how product marketing is going to develop, perhaps, what do you think 2023 has in store?
So the future of product marketing.
I'm asking you to get the crystal ball out and
tell me what's happening in the future of product marketing. Well, first off, again, the expansion and the focus on product marketing in organizations, I think, is becoming even more valuable. We are seeing, you guys have it here too, this idea of product-led growth. So I think product marketing is creating a stronger voice within organizations of all scales. So I not only think that you're going to start to see some leadership roles forming from product marketing, including, you know, seats at the tables. Maybe there is a new CPM on the marketplace where it's a chief product marketing officer. But I also think that we're going to see the shift in where the product marketing org sits. Is it going to sit within the traditional marketing route, which I think is super valuable because we need to understand product marketing. We also need access to those different tools to hit publish, to write the copy, and to create the many of collaterals that we create. But I also think that product marketing is going to shift a little bit and also start sitting more predominantly under product, tying that relationship with product management even closer together with product marketers on some of those product-led growth organizations. So I think you'll start to kind of see the dual side. But again, that attention of product marketing sitting more under product is probably well within the grasp of 2023.
Okay, fantastic. And we've kind of very quickly skimmed through one of the main challenges that product marketers face in a lack of understanding of the function at times.
Yeah.
But looking at your personal, any personal challenges that you faced in your career, can you just earmark any of those, and how did you actually overcome those? And
sure. Well, I think one of the bigger challenges that I don't ever think is done, and maybe from organization you're going to face a similar challenge, but that relationship with your product manager is very crucial. Earlier in my career, it was hard to develop that relationship, and it took time to understand, where can I find some wins? Where can I find opportunities to connect with this vital partner of mine? And again, the way that I approached it was having one-on-one conversations, not conversations, again, about the project and about the timeline and who's doing what, but just about the person. What challenges do you see? What gets you up in the morning? What projects are you excited about? How best do you see us working together? Those were really just open and honest conversations of where we both felt we could provide value and where our personal interests laid, that started opening the doors to, okay, this person sitting across from me is just as, you know, career motivated, interested in innovating and wanting to expand, their skill sets. Where can we meet in the middle and actually support each other? So it gets back down to that human element when you're working with your coworkers. And that's really helped me strengthen my relationship with product managers is just, you know, coming at it from an open kind of, let's collaborate together and find these wins together versus taking it as like, this is mine, I'm a product marketer, how I'm gonna do it. Yeah. It doesn't work that way. So that was the lesson that I had to learn early on in my career. And I think I still take it away as a way to build that relationship with the product management team.
Fantastic. And we found the same report, State of Product Marketing Report 2022, we found that 63.8% of product marketers actually want to almost like take the next step in their career and aim for like more senior roles?
Sure.
As somebody in a senior position yourself, what would be almost like your golden piece of advice to help them reach those the next level of their of their career?
Sure. You know, look for those opportunities. Find opportunities that maybe you feel are gonna be thrown in the deep end, or might be, you know, a project that's bigger than you've taken on before. Go after those projects and take them on. And that can come in a couple of different fashions. So some specific examples, if depending on where you are in your career, could be, you know, independently start a messaging house or messaging matrix or whatever the vernacular is for your organization. Independently start that and create that copy. Maybe find an opportunity with your analysts team to lead a Forrester Wave or a Gartner Magic Quadrant. Like, get in on those details. You know, lead a product launch. Work with your product management team to truly lead a go-to-market and show some leadership skills, organization skills of handling a project like that. Again, if any of that feels like you're throwing yourself in the deep end, it's okay. Take it on and challenge yourself, because you're going to need to prove your next level before you're given that promotion.
Absolutely.
You always have to do that. So that's what I would say, is kind of roll up your sleeves and try to find those things that are going to
grab the bull by the horns.
Yeah, there you go.
Absolutely. And last but by no means least, what's almost like, what would you consider to be like your greatest product marketing achievement to date?
Ah, the greatest achievement. You're taking me like a whimsical ride
all over the place. It's like,
You know, I think the greatest achievement is fostering product marketing skill sets with some of my colleagues. And these are colleagues who have massive experience that I continue to learn from, and others who are newer in their career. But I truly, you know, get excited about the idea of teaching others the craft, or teaching other product marketers and sharing ideas back and forth. So I think that's been probably the most fun, is just being able to collaborate with colleagues, bring some other product marketers who are newer in their career, and really foster them into being leaders themselves. That's probably the best moments.
Fantastic. Right. Well, Holly, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me. It's been an absolute pleasure, and enjoy the rest of the summit.
Thank you, Lauren.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Cheers.
Thanks so much for tuning into this episode of the Product Marketing Insider podcast. Remember, we have an extensive back catalogue of episodes waiting to be explored, as well as dedicated series focusing on core product marketing areas such as storytelling, go-to-market, leadership, sales enablement, competitive intelligence, and much more. For the full selection, head to www.productmarketingalliance.com/podcasts.